Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome, John. Now, your inside look at local motorsports.
Live. It's me.
From Las Vegas.
I'm shocked.
September.
We get everything in order and we bring in a guest that. Excuse
me. This is my eighth time this year, so I'm no longer a guest.
Exactly. You appreciate
I'm more of a pest.
You're part of the furniture.
You keep calling me.
That's right. September 13th.
I'm going to delete your phone number.
2022.
Promise.
Yes. No, I don't promise because I like the picture I have for your phone number. So.
Why do I feel like it's a pink star?
Named Patrick. Anyway, on with the show, Michael.
All right.
I don't want to lose.
I know what
your
mission is. So. Hey, what do we got going on here?
I didn't even make the cut. It says Michael, Gary, and Matt.
I'm working on it.
And also sitting in, Justin. Hey, thanks for being here.
How you doing?
Good, good. You do exist. You do exist. Today's my daughter's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And
you're here?
I know, right? She's in L.A.
Oh. I was just there Thursday.
Wow.
There, I fixed it.
You are,
not yet.
You are somebody.
Really?
Really perfect. Really perfect. Keep it there. That's good.
I don't see it, so I'm not even
there. Patrick.
This is Patrick.
Welcome to another great show. We're at 633, Matt Esposito.
Hello.
Back. We crashed and burned last week.
Sorry about that.
You gave us in charge.
Hold on.
You gave us a time-limited link. I gave you the tools, and
You gave
Mark Zuckerberg decided that you weren't worthy.
You didn't do the research to find out what Mark Zuckerberg's thinking was.
That's right.
Well, speaking of Mark Zuckerberg, you think you're going in, logging in, doing something normal, and everything's different. For someone like myself, I don't do Facebook all the time. I don't know if you do Facebook or... You're active in Facebook, whatever the wording is. I don't do Facebook, but it's different.
Yes. They now make you log into every single page that you own.
What?
And someone who's been there from the beginning of Facebook,
that doesn't mean
and I have multiple pages, every single one, all 20, whatever, all of them. Yes.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a pain in the butt.
Yes, it is.
I got one page.
What happened in the olden days? Just click on it. What's it say? What's on your mind or something? You put what's on your mind, you click post, and you're done. Now you've got to jump through hoops and hold your right arm up and, watch your eyes.
What was the AOL days? What's AOL now?
MySpace days, yeah.
That was JJ, thanks.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. Anyway. I guess just shows you're getting older, Gary. You can't keep up.
Well, all I'm going to say is we will figure it out eventually.
Well, we got young Justin here. So you're up with it.
He's already moved ahead to TikTok. And
his body's giving out on him. So he's no longer young.
I'm the one wearing a heart monitor right now.
He qualifies for the senior discount body-wise.
I'm glad he's here, because if the Bills would have lost, who knows what that heart would have been.
Right. So how was it? You took a trip to L.A. and watched...
It was even better because the Bills won.
Was it a blowout, or what was the score?
Halftime was 10-10. The final score was 31-10.
Okay. Hey, I love football, but I've been boycotting football for the last little while here. Thanks, politics.
I have to follow my team. I tried to stop. I tried to think about it. I was like, no. Growing up in my house, as Wyatt knows, my mom is very dedicated to the Buffalo Bills, and that's how I was raised, and my dad.
Some people never learn.
My dad was the same way, and I still support my team.
Nothing wrong with that. We all have our
downfalls.
We all have our downfalls. No. Yeah, I love sports. It's good. Keeps you active. Keeps you into stuff. Keeps you amongst friends and enemies.
I love racing, but I listen to NASCAR. I don't watch NASCAR.
Being a Buffalo fan puts you in depression. That's what it does.
It's how you come out of the other side that's what matters. Hey, I just want to throw it out there. After the show, we're at the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to jump over to this week's our Blythe Speedway show at 7 o'clock. So we're going to cut short, jump over, and you're going to go to blythespeedway.net or make sure you go.
We're going to attempt to go to the Blythe Speedway on Facebook.
Right, live.
So if you're not already a member, make sure you go over there and, you know, like the page so you can see what's going on.
Is that what happens? You got to like it?
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't like it?
Well, I
can't just go look at it?
But we don't want people to look at it. You want to like it so you can get the notification for next week's show. Or 2 weeks show.
I tried to pull it up. It said I couldn't get there, so I don't know. It didn't exist or something.
We're talking about everything we want, Kevin. Kevin said we talk about racing or football.
We're talking about race cars that move.
We watched racing and soccer.
Soccer,
right? So,
yeah.
Auto soccer.
Hey,
this week,
we can mix
so.
Auto and football, I guess.
I'm down.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool, isn't it?
Did you get to see that?
Well, I've seen it before. I think they should do that at Blythe.
No.
They got that really nice one for you.
Not unless we get a goalpost with asphalt or wall sponsors. We're not doing anything, though. No, I'm just kidding. It's fun to watch.
Hey, you can put K-rails around it and put them in that and say first one comes out, they get choked on the way out the gate.
Here's where we're going to flood the middle, and then whoever gets the furthest across.
Real boat racing.
Those special events are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Let me put it out there. Tim Huddleston and his whole staff and crew and safety people out there, they put on a great show out at Irwindale Speedway and Event Center. I mean, it's just, he's out there before the race, he's out there during the race, he's out there after the race.
And his energy never changes.
And he's out there on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Even after the race, he's I don't know if he's married or not anymore, but he's out there on that track, and it shows because they put on a great show. It's one of the premier tracks on the West out here.
So far.
I think so.
So far.
So far. And we appreciate them having us out there. Past weekend, we had our late model truck series race out at Irwindale, and you're able to watch it on Irwindale TV.
Irwindale Speedway.tv.
Yep. You know, check it out. You pay a small subscription.
20.
Yeah.
For how long?
Unlimited.
For a year?
I think it's like a year.
Huh?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It's all low budget, the low budget TV guys.
Right.
Tommy and Jeffrey.
Oh, cool.
And that's all part of like the Speed Sport, network. But
I have all the streaming systems because I got Flow, and I hear Chet all the time on Flow.
Oh, that's cool.
And
hey, speaking of Chet, November's right around the corner.
Coming up.
That's right.
He's still one of the best announcers I've ever heard.
Yeah, I agree.
That guy has so much talent behind the microphone.
Well, you can tell someone who loves doing what they love, working with what they love to do, and that's Chet. You know,
on Flow, they had Snowmobile Racing, and he announced it, and he made that so freaking exciting, just by the way he announces. And I'm like, I give him credit on that.
Yeah, he mentioned this before.
He couldn't say much at the time.
I hope to never experience snowmobile racing myself because I don't want to be digging snow. I don't want to be anywhere where there's snow like that, except if I'm visiting for.
It sounds very cold.
But that's just me. But anyway, going back to Irwindale, great show out there. Tim Huddleston, his whole group out there, the safety crew. It was their first responders night. They had a helicopter out there.
Yeah.
They had, I don't know how many big fire trucks out there, the ladder trucks. They had a bunch of those.
And
a few other semis.
For the ones that don't know, the helicopter we're talking about landed in the infield.
Right.
It landed in the infield.
Was that a PD, LAPD or something?
No, I actually think it was a retired helicopter, because one of the guys were...
I thought it said police on the bottom when I seen it flying.
The LAPD helicopters are busy, Jason.
Yeah, there's too many of yeah.
Every time you Facebook, that's all you see.
Too many OJ chases.
Uh-huh. But ironically, I think those are the only people in California that can actually drive. Are the ones in the high-speed chase.
The ones running away from the cops?
Yeah, because the ones you cannot...
We do not promote high-speed chases, okay?
Unless you're chasing Gary Wyatt for first place.
Only on the track, right. High-speed, keep it on the race
track. Chasing each other.
So it was a great race. Bill Black won our main event, and it was one of his bucket list items. And let me tell you that Bill Black, his family's been around racing a long time, and he's been waiting for this win, and
I believe I was told that it was his first win at Irwindale.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what he said in Victory Lane.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And it was on his bucket list, and like Jesus was saying, his wife was in the pit side stands and going crazy, jumping up and down, and they were so excited, and that's cool to be part of that. We've been part of a lot of first times with a lot of different drivers, Justin Ash. Even Cody Kibenzie,
Gary Wyatt.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So we're glad to be part of that in the local racing world.
I'll say Bill looked just like he did on Night of Fire when he won that Night of Fire race.
I thought he was going to do a backflip.
Bill jumped out of that truck so fast that was the first thing out of his mouth was, "This is a bucket list."
Yep.
Which is really cool because David Levitt was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Bill just kept running.
If Bill would have made a mistake,
yep.
David Levitt would have been there to capitalize on it. But
coming out of 3 and 4, there must have been a pretty big dip, because every time you see 28 go in there, you just seen sparks. And Bill just figured out to run a little higher, because every time David would bounce, Bill would just pull away some more.
I was busy looking for my spotter down there.
I got yelled at.
Were you spotting for him?
I was spotting for Gary, but let me tell you, you get it at Irwindale Speedway and Event Center. Their spotter stand is at the top of their main
amazing view. Amazing view.
It is. And that was the first time I've been up there, and I was spotting for Gary, and I'm usually pretty quiet, but you get a different view up there, and I'm sure it's different, obviously, sitting in the seat. And he had plenty of room, but I was quiet for a while. He yells at me. He said, "Where's my spotter?" I've been watching. So, and you got to keep in mind, I was an official up there too. So I'm watching the rest of the.
I know how it goes
too. Yeah. because there was like three different battles going on. But from up there, I could see he had plenty of room.
But from down there,
right? It don't look like it. No. And trust me, if it looked like.
But, no defense, but the same thing, I know Mike was watching, but wasn't telling me anything.
There's nothing to tell.
Right, but the truck would leave, and then all of a sudden it'd come back.
Yep.
The truck, and Mark and I had a pretty good battle going on.
Unfortunately, they didn't show that on the TV.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, it was all... They followed Bill and David the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, and a couple things.
Your name did come up quite a bit, and they did call you Mike Reffler in the 7, and I was like, no, that's not Mike.
but then they probably was going off the paper they had. That switch was
original
was
late.
Pretty late. Yeah.
Late in the afternoon.
So if you don't know what happened was Mark had transmission issues before the heat race. He wasn't able to make the heat race, but he went into a backup truck, which was my truck. So he had to start in the back and, was able to maintain his points and everything. But it was a good race.
That answers Sheila's question. Sheila just asked, why didn't you race?
Yeah, and that's why. I would have, but that's why. We miss Chloe, too. Chloe was out this race. It would have been a good race.
Hopefully she's there in October.
Right. I'm hoping it's going to be a big race for us, but... Go ahead.
I said, see, Gary likes the way I spot. So I actually tell him, hey.
That's another thing. Cause he does like somebody in his ear. I don't. You know, but that's just me. And
but as Michael said, he could see that that truck wasn't near, and Mark Allison wasn't near me.
Who the drivers are,
but,
like that too.
But for me being in the seat, racing Mark Allison, sweating with, you know, like, oh my God type thing, you know, and I'm just used to somebody saying, hey, you know, he's still out there, still out there. And of course, different spotters do different things, you know.
This is my first time spotting for him anyways. But yeah, Gary could have turned left, right, put his brakes on, went forward. Doesn't matter. He wouldn't have hit nobody because I was watching. But he didn't. So.
Well, again, as you know, there's a different view.
Well, and
with
and
your hands on, you only got
a
so
and you guys brought up something as a spotter show, a blog show that talks about the spotters. Just it's amazing how different the spotters' views are, and their conversations are different than the drivers.
It's part of Dale Jr.'s Dirty Mo Media, which is Dale Jr. Download. They have the door bumper clear, and me and my brother listen to it religiously.
Right,
and it's
cool.
Three spotters from the Cup Series, and they bring on guests every now and then. But they talk about what they saw during the NASCAR race from up top, and the way that spotters talk back and forth to make the driver different drivers move. Like when Bubba Wallace won this week, one of the spotters, his spotters on the show, and he was like, he went over and yelled at somebody to get the F out of the way because it was a lap car, and Bubba was in that line, and they were trying to get him to move. And I was like, you see things way different up there,
right,
especially Irwindale.
And you see things different from the driver's seat.
Right.
And to me, Mark was in my driver or my passenger door. To him, Mark was a football field away from me, you know.
I mean,
so
I had bird's eye view.
I mean, as soon as you can hear them, usually you can hear like if there's a car you're outside or inside, but it's way different when you don't know.
And it was a lot of fun racing with Mark.
You know what? Overall, it was a good race. Nobody, aside from mechanical issues, nobody got into to anybody. David Levitt put on a great race for Bill Black. Bill earned that from David, obviously. And let me tell you, it was really muggy and humid out there. It wasn't 100, but let me tell you, it felt like 100.
Yeah, remember when I said sweating and looking for that?
Yeah, Bill had, you know, he worked for it. He was sweating, and man, he earned that win. And that, you know, congratulations to Bill Black and the number 9 late model truck series truck. He's going to be finishing out the season with us.
Yes.
Great addition. He's raced with us in the past. And let me tell you, I won't just stick on the late model truck series that we just had this race, but we got such a great group of guys that race with us. Mark Allison, we talked about.
One group of girl.
Hey, nowadays we're allowed to call it guys, okay?
Okay.
Because we can call them anything. If they can identify as anything, we can call them anything we want.
Okay, so drivers. It's not gentlemen, it's drivers.
I identify them differently. So, you know, Mark Allison, with his experience in racing, just, you know, adds just a lot of prestige to our series. You know, Gary Wyatt here racing, you know, comes from multiple championships, jumping into the truck series, not only as a, you know, we know what goes into it as owners, but to be able to put into these trucks the things you have to as a team, you know, a lot of people know it's a lot of work just to make the team work, that the truck work, let alone flip back and forth to run in a series on top of it. We have, new addition, David Levitt, joining us, and what a great guy. He's just a stand-up, sincere.
Yes. Yeah.
Honest racer, person, his group that he brings with him, you know, just really great, great group of guys, you know, people
great.
And women.
Sheila said, she's a dude, you can say it. It's okay.
And speaking of Sheila, you know, Chloe Lynch, with Chloe Lynch racing with us this year. You know, she'll be locking in the Rookie of the Year with us this year. And let me tell you, she's so consistent. You know, it's nice to have that young blood with us this year and being able to keep these experienced drivers on their toes. We have Stan Mullis, you know, in the 66. You know, he's he's got to get out there up front and win the first lap. I'm going to tell you, he's a good driver. You know, he obviously races in Xfinity.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, and he's
He's great. He's a great guy.
My kid was watching. Lucas is watching it, and as soon as Stan comes on the track, he's like, "He tied my shoe!" And he's screaming and yelling.
He should have yelled, "I made him tie my shoe!"
And I was like, "Yep, that happened."
Yep. You know, and you know, stand up guy too. You know, Stan. You know, Arlie Daniels. You know, comes from a long, you know, background in racing for a long time, and he just loves racing. He just loves to be there. You know, he half the stands are usually his family that are out there when they come watch.
He has one crazy ass family.
I think his family was half the stands, but hey,
right. You know, we have him. You know, Curtis Burns raced with us this last race, and he came from, you know, running the pro trucks and ran with us a little bit, ran a couple times with us this year. Hope to see more of them, you know, with us.
And speaking of that. As you gave props to Tim Huddleston, he actually moved some stuff around.
Yes.
So that Curtis,
to help us out as a series,
yes.
To be able to allow Curtis to race in multiple
different
divisions.
And you know, had no problem doing it. Okay,
right.
This is what I'm going to do for you guys, which is
right.
Great. He, you know, and congratulations to him for stepping up instead of just keeping the schedule the way it was.
Right.
He said, okay, we'll just move a couple things around and let him race with you guys. So.
Some of the words out of Tim's mouth is, hey, we're all racers here. We're trying to help each other out, and racers helping racers, you know, and that's what we're all about too. You know, we put a lot out on the line.
And I don't know if anybody knows, but it's pretty hard to get somebody to change that schedule around.
Right.
But he's the one that volunteered. We didn't ask for it.
And when he says we're going to move it, he's the man.
Can't
go any higher than him, right? That's it.
He said, I'm going to do this.
And he didn't ask.
He moved it around,
which, thanks to him.
That whole night went pretty smooth. Every race that I watched, I mean, it went by so quick and so smooth. And,
and speaking of that, so they had that. They had the auto soccer. Yeah. If you didn't watch that, look it up. They had amazing fireworks like they always do. I mean, it's some of the best I've seen. And that's something they do almost every race, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Those fireworks are insane. If you haven't been there, you got to go check
and
them out.
And they're not just a 5 or 10 minute long fireworks deal.
They actually showed that on the TV.
Did they really?
Yeah, they showed that whole thing on the TV.
Amazing fireworks. And all done by 10:30.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at is, you know, they click, just moved right along.
And they didn't rush interviews or nothing.
No.
Like,
no,
the pro trucks and super stocks ran together, so they had two different interviews. They didn't rush the people, no matter who won, you know, just I liked it. And the Legends race was a nationals qualifier. Whoever won got automatic, you know, they're in the A main here in Vegas.
Cool.
No matter what, whoever won at Irwindale. And Jake Bowman won down there.
Oh,
so.
Cool.
He's always in Vegas anyway,
right.
And then Cody Brown, who races here in Vegas, finished second down there.
See, we're in the pits, and we don't even know nothing about
it. Yeah, we can even watch it.
We can even watch
it. TV.
Yeah.
See, Saturday, I had football day, and that's what Aaron McMorrin just said. I ran into Aaron McMorrin.
That's cool.
I was going to my daughter's flag football. She's just cheerleading. And Aaron rolls up in front of me, and I'm following him down Boulder Highway, and I was like, where the hell is he going? So he texts me. He's like, I'm going to Pinecrest. I was like, me too. His kid went out there and played, and his kid's a basketball player, and he's a pretty badass basketball player.
Right.
So he decided to play flag football this year, and he's really good at flag football too.
That's cool. Little Aaron.
That kid has done everything.
Right. That's cool.
He did go-karts for a little bit.
And was good at that, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I will say shout-out to my nephew. My nephew's first tackle football game was Saturday morning.
Oh, cool.
He played offense and defense, got a couple tackles.
Sweet.
And they won 36-0.
Are they allowed to win nowadays? I thought it had to be everybody
wins. This is a full-on league, and this is...
I'm just kidding. Cool.
Huh.
Cool. Now, you know, going back to the Irwindale, you know, great show. The late model trucks had a great night, and I can't, you know, you know, the people we have racing with us. Fred Kaiser Jr. has raced with us. He'll probably race with us some more. You know him from the local track out here. He's got a lot of experience, won some championships himself. You know, we've had Matt Jaskel race with us. He'll probably be back out with us this last race, we're hoping. You know, he's a, you know, adventurist, I guess. I don't know what you call him. You know, influencer, a little bit. You know, so it's
somebody that don't want to stay in a plane.
Right? Yeah, who doesn't want to stay in a plane? You want to jump out of a plane. Yeah, that's not right.
Petrie ran with you guys.
Yeah, Petrie.
He's another guy that he's been around forever.
You know, Petrie's been with us. So we saw Eric Resch. Came out. So he raced with us a couple years back. We finally was able to give him his trophy that he never got.
Yes.
Did you give Andrew?
Andrew Porter. Yep. We were able to get a hold of Andrew Porter this week.
Andrew Porter had some problems in
teching.
He raced a spec
late model.
So he ran Kenny's.
And he won.
And that car does not look like Kenny Smith's car, trust me.
Yeah, they must have rewrapped it or something.
No, that's a new one.
Oh, is it?
That was a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
Because it got wrecked last time out.
Oh, that's what it was. He had it at the frame shop, and that's what he got.
In trouble for
something with the
we're going to call it in trouble.
Yeah, and we don't know details. So whatever the outcome was, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
he was happy. He was happy to take his plaque that
he's on his way to get drunk.
No, he had a beer and was on his way to get drunk.
I believe he just had a kid not too long ago, so I can understand that.
Right. What who was it? I believe it was the Angry Asian told us that his girlfriend was going to have a baby.
Oh, that's right. You remember something like that.
I think here in Vegas.
So, you know, at Porter, speaking of Porter, he raced with us.
Uh-huh.
You know, we saw Eric there. He's itching to get back in the truck.
Oh, yeah. He can't wait.
Nope. Gary don't want him to because he's always with him side by side. Fiberglass to fiberglass.
Always a little too close.
But you know what?
Hold on. In my defense, that's before the green flag drops.
Or after. So, you know, hey, he's another person with a lot of young experience. He's racing the ASA speed trucks back in the day, and he was able to race a few races with us. You know, 2018, I think it was.
I think he dipped into a 19.
He did a one race or something. Yeah. Well, and I asked him what he's up to. He goes, well, I don't know. All my friends got married.
And I'm having kids.
Yeah, he's having kids. So he's a lone wolf now. But it was cool to see him. He actually came to spot for us. And then when it came down to when Mark Allison had troubles with his truck, I ended up stopping for her. I didn't see
him. No, Sheila.
Oh.
I welcomed them, Sheila. She said she's bringing Jello shots for October 14th.
She said, wait, Mike said drunk. That reminds me of any Jello shots for the 14th.
Yeah,
I welcomed them.
Gary says yes.
That's right.
Jello shot.
That's right. After the races.
After the races. Yeah.
We don't drink before the races, and there's no beer in the pits before the races.
I think some people would drive better drunk.
I don't say that.
I know a certain bomber. I'm pretty sure he was drunk every time he got in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know he was drunk every time he got in the car.
Sheesh. Well, going back, you know, like Mikey Girola, come from Tucson. He's raced with us, and as a matter of fact, I don't know if he's active now, but they bought a truck for his son, and I think his son was supposed to be racing with him out in Tucson, and they were supposed to race with him.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see if they end up coming racing.
I wonder if he has a dirt car, too.
Yes, he does. He races dirt.
I was watching the XR, which is another streaming platform, and I was watching it was a Duel in the Desert, or maybe it was a Blue Man or Blue Collar Nationals, whatever it was, and he popped up. I was like, I know that name.
Yeah, he does. He races dirt. He's a great guy too, man. He's a stand-up guy, man. Just, you know, straightforward, honest. You know, it's cool to see, you know, have them guys race with us. So it's another one.
Looking back, Thane Alderman was in a truck once or twice.
Yeah, you know what?
He's actually the first one to ever win in the series.
Yes, Thane Alderman
in the 9.
It
was a 9 truck.
Yep. Back then it was the 01 truck. So.
Oh, yes, it was. It was the blue.
Yep,
the white with the blue. The blue 01.
Yep. Our very first race winner. In our very first year of racing, our very first race. So
he's another guy that he's been out there forever.
Yeah, you know, and just love having them guys. They just.
I really. I still think it's Wyatt's brother.
Most people do. Most people do. You know, if you were to look at them both walking, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Hey,
I'm
dressed great. Hold on.
It's that gray hair.
Yeah, Thane, you know, great guy. Yeah, and you know what? And you can't forget Lee Keach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keach with that United Nissan team, they come from a long
and they're fast
line
every
of championship
time.
Races. Yeah, Greg Knight works on that stuff, and let me tell you, he's one of the smartest guys I know in the industry. Not only with engines, but setups and all that. And truck-wise, you know, I always say this, he's been there since day two of the trucks. He wasn't there day one, but day two on, he knows them trucks better than anybody. And Lee, you know, his setups on Lee Keach's truck shows.
Well, so I don't think
some old guys there too, man. These old guys are winning. Okay. You know, Gary Wyatt, Bill Black, Lee Keach.
Hey, I'm going to tell Bill Black you're calling him old. I actually think he's the oldest one in the series.
Lee Keach probably.
Bill. I'm thinking Bill is the oldest.
I'm not sure. I don't know how old Bill is.
Bill is older than Lee.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Lee, like, 65?
They used to think Mark Allison was the oldest, but I think
he's really... He's 28, but the racing hasn't looked like he's double that.
Yeah, see what you're going to look like?
Oh, man.
He keeps up his racing?
Right.
No, I think Bill Black is the oldest in the series.
Okay.
I believe so. We'll find out. We're going to find out.
I'll tell you what, his age don't mean anything when he races these trucks because he's out there to win. And
hey, I've raced against an 87-year-old, so.
Ross Wilson.
That's right.
That gives me hope.
It gave me hope.
That guy, Ross Wilson, was one of a kind.
Yeah, racing there. And we talked about him before. He built his car from ground up himself.
I believe there was an autograph from him up there somewhere.
There sure is.
I just was looking at it too, thinking about him.
Right there,
yeah,
it says 29.
Yeah, the big, right above Russell, Mike Young.
Yep. Yeah, he's, man, amazing. So, but anyways, just, you know, kind of just.
That gives you hope.
That gives me hope.
And we still have a commercial of him on this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But another great year of great drivers. You know, we've had him in the past. We've had, you know, Dustin Ash. We've had, you know.
Bogart.
Bogart, Sean Davis. Man, they just.
Keaton Swain,
yep.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
I had
Bob Santa Maria, another great guy.
Dennis Serena.
Yeah. Kenny Smith, speaking of Kenny.
Yeah.
Man, we just had some really, it just can't.
A lot of experience in that. All those names, Kenny Smith and all them guys.
So it's cool. You know, hope to see them guys come catch some races or two. We've got some cool stuff planned for next year. We got a great schedule lined out. We'll hopefully, when these other tracks decide to put their schedules in, we'll see how they fall in with ours. We know what we want to do, so we'll see what happens with that. But we're excited about it. We're looking forward to this October 14th race, Friday night race. Thursday practice.
And to answer Billy Grasser's question, October 14th is the Truck Series' last race for the year.
I don't know.
North Carolina, something like that. Kidding.
Yes, that's the Friday night race. It's our championship night.
Yeah, he keeps asking for a race in November 12th.
No.
Where, October 14th.
He ran the truck two weeks ago.
Last year.
That's right. I forgot about that. Billy, thank you. Another person.
Who's Billy?
You know, dirt background. He stepped in for a race with us, and he led for a little bit, too. He got too
until
excited.
He roasted his right wheel.
Exactly. He got a little too excited.
Oh, come on. Billy, don't get a little too excited. Come on.
Hey, well, he led a bunch of laps that night.
All I got to say is, I close my eyes going into turn three. He closes his eyes at the start finish line and opens them coming out of four.
And still beats you.
Yeah, trust me. You know, all these experienced drivers. I'm glad we have them because we go four wide on a regular basis in Vegas.
No, that's only when Stan Miller starts fourth.
Well, speaking of that, you know,
Man tried to go four wide at Willow.
No, he did go Willow. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a few more names in there that you know.
We'll probably
think
of like
Aaron McMorrin.
Dal Warner. Matt. I can't remember his last name off the top of my head now, but he raced your truck.
Matt, we'll think of it.
Yeah, anyway.
Daly.
Yep. Another name that goes back a long ways.
Goes way back to the
Jimmy,
ASA.
TJ's buddy, Jim, he raced the 7.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Anyways, we'll think.
Aaron said he raced one in Havasu, kind of.
He had issues.
Hold on. He finished third.
Yes, he did. And his wife got the spot for him.
That's right.
That was
a family affair that night.
Right.
But I'm still mad he broke the nose of the brand new nose of the truck.
Tape on.
Okay. That's okay. We're past
that's
that.
What happened. The arrow went away on it.
Uh-oh. Crasher's thinking.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's a lot of great guys race with us, so thanks to all you guys for stepping up and stepping in. We hope those memories last a long time. But you know, after this championship, we got a great schedule for next year, and we might be adding some stuff on there, who knows. But keep an eye out, we'll be coming out with a new schedule. We got some new things we're going to do with the truck series next year, so guys may not like it, some guys may like it, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
Racers don't complain. They like everything.
Right. But speaking of races, they do have some races coming up here shortly.
Vegas here on
Vegas
the 24th.
Yeah. So if you're not busy doing anything else, that's probably the place to be. Check it out. It shouldn't be too hot on the 24th. It might be humid. I don't know.
Then they got back-to-back weeks, right? We looked on back-to-back weeks or something.
Yeah, I think the October 8th, they have their next race, which is back-to-back.
That would make 3 weeks in a row because the truck race is the 14th. Isn't the 8th and then...
Oh, yeah, the 14th.
Yeah, well, they're also racing all the divisions on the 14th as well.
Right, that's a lot of championship nights there for some of the NASCAR series for the Bullring. So that's going to be a good night of racing.
Speaking of Irwindale, Lenny White won the championship down there in the Pro-Late
models, yep. And
he's another guy that guy can jump in anything make it fast.
He's won at Vegas. He's won everywhere he's gone at some point. And they ran two mains.
Yeah, the first race and the last race.
Yeah, so, and to get all that in by 10:30, it was just – and they were running behind. It still got done by 10:30, so it's amazing what they did out there. But, yeah, great for bringing that up, Lenny White.
I don't know what Billy's never minding, but he never mind.
He said 10:14, with the thinking face, and he said, where is the race? And he said, never mind, haha.
I didn't see that.
So it kicks off the big NASCAR weekend at the Super Speedway at LVMS. They got the Arca Menards series on October 14th. If you look up the schedule, that's what you're going to see. If you look at the Bullring schedule, I don't think it even shows that on there. But, of course, Saturday they have the Xfinity race, and then Sunday the Cup race.
I just remember the 14th was that race. There was a free concert down on Fremont Street I was going to go to, but I guess I'm not going now.
Well, which is more important, concert? Let's ask your mom which is more important, concert or racing?
The last time Wyatt asked me what's more important, he gave me two options. He did not like my answer.
Hey. Who's,
you know where I was.
Town, I'll tell you.
Jelly Roll.
Sounds like a snack. Those sound like a band, so I'd say racing is more important.
Hey, what you doing tonight? I'm going to see Jelly Roll.
Jelly Rolling.
I'm Jelly Roll. What in the hell is Jelly Roll?
I'm going to go watch racing.
I better go where I know what I'm doing or half-ass know what I'm doing.
No doubt.
I like Jelly Roll. I'm sorry.
I won't ask.
What the hell kind of name is Jelly?
Hey,
anyways.
Don't ask.
Cinnamon roll.
Right? Jeez. Oh, well.
Wyatt decided to ask me and my mom, what's more important, the Bills game or us racing Irwindale?
Well, we saw who
Gary didn't like that answer.
We saw who both of them picked. It wasn't us.
No, my mom picked.
It wasn't us.
Mom picked Alabama concert.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't us. So, needless to say, the late model truck series paperwork was delayed this week.
You know, we just cut a few corners.
We had to cut a few corners. But anyways, you know, out of all the drivers, one driver didn't ask where Sue was and why she wasn't getting signatures.
And that was the new guy.
And that was the new guy. That's
he
because
know, right.
he don't know, you know, and he will catch on.
Right.
Yeah, but out of all the drivers, only one, and crew, not just the drivers, all... Why are you doing this?
In her defense, we give her one every 5 years.
That's
she's
right.
Missed, so she's got one more the next 5 years.
Yes,
she had been waiting for this concert since 2020 because of COVID.
Well, Gary missed it. You know, so she gets one more pass in another 5 years. That's it.
Just one more pass. Yep.
But I was the one who said, I'm not doing this full time, when I was there every race.
Right. I know that, and we know that, and we appreciate when you are there. And let me tell you, I can't tell you how much it helps. It's just
now I
Thank
see
you
how
all
much
the times you are there.
So. Yes, now I see how much bullshit Sue goes through. That's why she's going to continue to do it. But
she said, "Oh, I was missed."
But I don't do that part of this series, so leave it to somebody that can do it and knows how to do it. You know, it took both Mike and I to do it.
We all know how racers are.
Yes, we do.
They have major mood swings.
They absolutely do. You know, that's why it's good. We got a good group of, you know, with us.
And I'll tell you what, just because, as you know, we get running around doing different things, when I saw one of the racers pull up, they didn't even get out of their truck, and I had that board in those
things.
You're
like, oh.
Just because they didn't want to forget.
Your mom, he's saying you need to get better at your job.
No, she won't forget. I will.
Now, overall, it was a good race for us. Again, you know, so we'll see Irwindale next year on our schedule, so that's going to be a fun time out there. One more time at Vegas for us this year, but they got a few races left. They got the 24th, the 8th,
well, I was
the 14th,
there, but I got sidetracked.
They have a November. Oh, and the open comp too, right? And,
I believe the November, the one in November
is
the
Legend
Nationals.
Right. Yep, and that's going to be amazing. I mean, to have the Nationals here again, as usual, that's always a good race. And then of course they got their open comp in December.
So much talent comes out of Legend cars. I will say that.
I do agree.
There are a lot of talented, you know, and that's half the guys that go to NASCAR. They talk about it. Like Bubba Wallace was just saying, I started the Legend cars. Noah Gregson was on the door bumper clear. And he was just saying he started racing 2013. So in 9 years, he's made it all the way to the Cup Series. And he just signed a contract to go Cup racing. So,
you know what I think it does? You know, the main thing it does, it gets the normal person stands into racing. That's what it does, you know, and then they step up. Of course they have to get into a full size, you know, whatever it is, to really hone in on their skills, but it gets them into racing.
So you have to
quick,
go late model
fast. It's, you know, it is good. You know, I've always had a grudge against Legends Racing because when they first started coming out back in the mini stock days, they kept bumping us mini stocks on the schedules, and it was like, I've always had a little bit of a grudge against Legends.
And I stand corrected. The next race for Vegas is September 24th.
Yeah, right.
And then 2 weeks later,
October
8th, and then the October 14th.
So that's
back-to-back. Yep.
So 2 weeks, then back-to-back.
Yep.
And then they have their Nationals, and then they have their Open.
Legend Nationals is November
3rd. Looking forward to that.
And then the open comp is December 2nd through the 3rd.
Any races that...
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Uh-oh. You're still here with us? Get the defibrillator.
No, it's stuck to my chest, and every now and then it moves a pool on my shirt. I'm like, oh.
Is this a TikTok thing? What do we got going on here?
As a damn heart monitor.
You get free free
you get this game? Exactly. What do we get here? Sheesh. Get all these electronics away from you.
Vegas just has a handful of races left.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully by the next couple months here, they'll have put together their season schedule for next year.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
Soon.
We'll see. It's always cool. It's always cool. So what else do you watch on your speed sport TV?
Slow racing.
Oh, slow racing, I'm sorry.
It's mainly racing.
I mean, do you look for stuff, or you just kind of look for the highlighted stuff that come out and then draws you in?
Honestly, I got it because of Larson. I was watching all of his sprint car races because when he got suspended from NASCAR, I followed
so
it.
Where's the NASCAR season now? I don't follow it. Are they, like, coming
about
to the end?
They're in the playoffs.
They just started the first round of playoffs?
How many races in the playoffs?
The two races in this week is Bristol, which is an elimination race, which will drop the playoffs from 16 to 12. And then...
Yeah, so they do three races per elimination round.
Yeah. Okay. And then the final...
They knock off four.
Three.
Three, each one.
Okay.
No, four. 16 to 12.
Oh, yeah, it's four.
12 to 8.
Kyle Busch is 2 points to a negative right now. And he'll get eliminated.
He blew a motor last week.
Yeah.
16 weeks ago or whenever I saw he blew a motor.
Darlington.
After leading
Darlington.
Almost half of the race, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys, speaking of which, Kyle Busch.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the news broke yesterday.
About Kyle Busch.
Officially today.
It
leaked out over the weekend.
It leaked out like 3 months ago when he was going. But it's big because he's been a Toyota driver and he owns KVM, which is a truck series.
Right.
And now he has to change everything because he's going Chevy in the Cup Series. So
he has to change his KBM?
Yeah.
Really?
It'll all be Chevy.
What is that? That's what he owns.
You're a Chevy guy now. Like,
wow.
When you get
you want the big money, you're going to change.
I think he probably had the option, but the benefits behind it were probably to the greater.
For
a few more million.
Exactly.
That's the thing, like, there's drivers out there that, like, Toyota drivers, there's kids coming up through the ranks that are sponsored by Toyota, and they cannot race anything that is not a Toyota. Like Christopher Bell, he was a Toyota driver. Then when he went Gibbs, like, from his midget days, his sprint car days, he was Toyota, 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 and now he's raced for Joe Gibbs in the Cup Series in a Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's a manufacturer's race. Where's all the Ford people? We got one.
That's all we need.
You guys.
I love my Toyotas.
So where's Busch going?
RCR.
Richard Childress.
Which is where Dale Earnhardt Sr. was. And
well, you know, he fits that driving style.
And that's in the press conference, Richard Childress did say that. He said, when I sat down with Kyle, he was giving me the same vibes as Dale Sr. and... He still has that
look in
his eye. That look in his eye. And, you know, we're going to treat it as such.
Let's see how long it takes for Richard to punch him again.
Well,
hold my watch.
Somebody's got to keep him in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
But no, I think RCR is going to throw 100% of everything they have at him. And
I think they're still salty over the whole Tyler Reddick thing.
Well... love or hate Kyle, you can't take his talent from him.
Right.
He is definitely a talented driver.
And he's calmed down a lot. I don't know if you've noticed his interviews lately.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of him saying F this, and
well, I think that he was humbled a little bit when reality set in that I might not have a place to race.
Right, because
I have a family.
There was no way that no one was going to sign him.
Right.
Somebody's going to end up signing him.
And everybody knew that.
But you get used to a certain type of living, which, of course, you can cut that. But he's building, you know, the KBM Motorsports.
Yep.
So you got this whole team that you've started, and you've put all your extra money in, and now you – I mean, of course, he could just...
I don't think he's hurting or anything.
With all his extra money, I wonder if he's hurting to pay his electric bill or something, you know? But I'm just worried about Kurt.
Yep. Yeah, Kurt hasn't come back since his wreck. He had a concussion, and he hasn't been back since.
It might be one of those, you know, career-changing moments.
That's what was crazy because...
I see. If he retires, I think, you know, he should take over in charge of KBM, manage KBM, and...
They're no brothers. They'll never get along.
I know. No.
But same thing.
They'll never get along.
Like Kyle has been more humble during the interviews.
Yep.
He's been more in tune with his brother,
yep,
too.
Well, I think it's because of them kids that his brother is.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, I'll say, because Kurt...
Kids.
On Snow Racing, they have Millbridge, which is a track back in North Carolina, and Brexton Bush races it all the time. And you'll see Kurt Busch,
yep,
helping his nephew. So
oh, cool.
it's definitely a family thing.
So we're definitely going to see more Bushes up in the ring.
Well, that's what Kyle said. Kyle was like, I still have 8 more years ahead of me in the Cup.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not getting rid of KBM because in 8 years, Bryce will be 18. And he'll be in a truck with me and we can race together.
Oh,
and because
cool.
of that comment, during the press conference, Richard Childress handed a contract to Brexton and
sure.
said, when you turn 18, we'll sign these papers.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
I always think it's cool to see a father and son or brothers or, you know, family be able to race together because it's not that often you get that, you know, even yourself. I don't know if you ever raced with your brother.
And speaking of that, we did the same thing here locally with Arlie and Three.
Yep.
We
were able to. Well, you know, it's funny because, let me tell you, Arlie... Three, I don't know which Arlie is he, but...
It's two and three.
So,
no.
He's very passionate about watching his dad and who gets into his dad and all that. I've watched him run from the
stockyard,
jump the fence over to handle something. I don't know what it was, but...
He used the jackhammer.
Right,
he handled it.
You know, but to see him in the seat of a race car,
that is new.
It opened his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a total different view.
He was that guy. He was that guy. Whenever me and Wyatt would do something stupid on the track, he would come walk up in the pits. He's like, y'all should have done it this way. Y'all should have done it that way. And
right.
I remember when he was in Wyatt's car, he got out of the car, handed the helmet over, and was like, I'm going to leave this to you guys.
Exactly what he said. And you know what?
That's funny.
To this day, he's never said anything about driving the race car again. He's never bench drove.
Right.
He has always been like,
you know what? But it's good to see that those fans behind you, like behind his dad and the people he knows and stuff. But to be able to watch him experience it, to see what it's like from inside that seat is something unique.
And we did it without Arlie knowing we were going to do it.
Yeah.
We did it without, until Arlie got there and was like, what the hell's going on?
He was like, hell no, I don't want to race against this guy. I'm like,
he'll wreck me.
Yeah, he's going to take me out.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that's cool. Yeah, I'm always a advocate for that to be able to see that if there's any opportunity that we could even give anybody. You know, I hope
and just
to
like
be able to provide
just
us.
Like we mentioned earlier, out of Arizona,
Igarola
and his
right.
son was supposed to come race in the truck series
right.
together.
The Kaisers did it too.
Oh,
yeah,
the Kaisers,
right.
And that's another one, Jason Kaiser. I don't think he was mentioned
right.
that he raced with us.
Yeah, there's just another amazing driver and setup guy.
And again, if we didn't mention you, I'd know that we just
We'll get to it someday. Concussions, racing concussions.
But yes, me and Gary raced a few times together, and he wrecked me once. We won't talk about that.
Well, Gary,
I don't wreck nobody.
My brother,
you
Gary.
Wreck, oh, I'm sorry. I wrecked you once. I blew a radiator hose all over turn two. And
You have water in there, right? No antifreeze, right?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Actually, I had water wetter, and they went and then told Justin, hey, tell that guy to quit running water wetter.
Really?
The hell? They used to always let us run water wetter.
It's allowed in most rules.
Yeah, but they don't let it into the bullring no more.
Really?
Or they didn't.
Huh.
It's very slippery, I can tell you that.
Wait. I just race there. I don't do the rules there.
But when your team owner takes you out, it's okay.
Well, yeah, poor Gary.
Oh, well.
The Vigary, not me.
Oh, yeah. No, so, anytime that can happen, I think it's really cool. to see. But hey, before we forget, I do want to mention some sponsors. One that we do forget sometimes for the late model truckers, at least the DNN equipment.
Yep.
DNN equipment. They've stepped up. Speaking of Billy, that's what reminded me. They helped sponsor a little bit with
Billy reminded him of Nick.
So, of course, Cindy Clark at Hair Clear.
Actually,
Center.
I sent Nick a picture of the back of the 7 truck that has DNN equipment.
Sweet.
And I had recently seen Nick and I sent him a picture, and he goes, "Oh, cool, it's headed to Irwindale."
We've got it on a couple trucks.
Yep.
The Ford truck that Chloe Lynch drives has it on the back also. But call Hair Clear if you need earbuds or hearing aids.
I think my kid needs some.
No, I know he does.
No, that's not a hearing issue. That's a listening issue.
No.
We were better than a name. I feel like I called Cindy for you.
It's a listening problem, not a hearing problem.
No, directly.
That's
and
me?
He says, huh?
That's selective hearing. So.
I know his dad. Let's go on.
725-333-4327. That's 725-333-HEAR. Get a hold of Cindy. Camp Out is another one.
Yes.
I mean, they've been really great. That's a longtime sponsor of yours. And, as long as I've known them, which hasn't been that long, they've really done a lot.
And let's not forget Mike at Reliable Banners.
Absolutely. Reliable Banners has always stepped up again, another longtime sponsor of Gary's, but has stepped up with us and is moving along with us, too.
Yes.
For different things.
And I'm telling you, I said it a long time ago, and I'll say it again. I walk into that man's office and I say, "Hey, what do you think about that?" And he calls his guy in and says, "Okay, get it going for him. No questions asked, just okay, if that's what he wants, let's just do it." Which Mike's a great guy anyway. He comes
Not
to
me.
The banquet.
I am a great guy, but Mike at Reliable
Banner. Mike at Reliable Banner. He comes to our banquet. He loves our banquets. As a matter of fact, he's already got 2 stockyards for the October 14th race in Vegas. So
he was smart. Get him ready because
he likes to
give
away at the banquet. He won the cup winning last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
He won a couple things.
Him and I think Thane won a bunch of stuff, too.
There's a few. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
A little bit of everybody got something, I know.
And you had mentioned Anthony at Camp Out. He steps up on banquet time and... Of course, everybody tows a trailer that has a race car, so
make sure you go see Anthony.
Whenever I go to Camp Out, I mention Wyatt, and he just rolls his eyes and walks away. I'm like,
yeah, you might not want to mention specifically.
It might hurt you a little bit.
Know that if you pull up the trailer, you're going to drive out of there with a Camp Out sticker on your trailer, whether you want it or not. So
that's right.
But yeah, they've been great. Thanks to them guys. I just want to make sure we get a shout out to them as much as we can. They're going to be stepping up with us, doing a lot of other things.
Camp Out, if you need anything, as you said, Fremont and Mojave, almost on that corner, and then.
Have you got on a forklift driving down Fremont Street? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
that's Anthony.
Yeah.
And Gary's trailer repairing hitches. Gary's helped me out a lot, so I have to send that out
there. Absolutely. In a mobile service, he'll come to you, so you don't have to.
That's one of my personal guys.
Where it's at. So.
And then Mike at Reliable Banner, he's on the corner of Smoke Ranch and Decatur, right on the thing.
You just need supplies for your own plotter.
He's got everything. It's sign and supplies.
He can print
for you.
Anyways, we'll see you guys on Facebook and on WorkNow.com.